there's a very palpable and energetic and rigorous writing scene now in the Front Range. And I've watched that grow over the years, and I think in no small part to the efforts of the Kerouac School and bringing so many poets and writers from all over the country, if not the world, you know, to put this on the map as a, you know, I call it the outrider tradition of poetics, as a, you know, real viable alternative to the more, you know, official culture worlds. So seems very timely. And Gary Snyder will be here, who's, you know, was a close friend of Allen Ginsberg, co-founder with myself of the Kerouac School, has been to Naropa, and will be reading Friday night at the convention center. I mean, it's so odd and so surreal to put, you know, radical poetry in the convention center, but I'm all for, you know, occupying those zones.
Do you think that this is indicative that poetry is really being embraced by the overall writing community?
Well, I'd say this has gotten a lot of momentum in the last years, and I think in large part to the participation of small press folk and folk who are not necessarily in the so-called academy or necessarily even teaching in creative writing programs, but are in the interstices and in the margins of you know, these worlds, which, you know, you could say in the days when the Beats were so active, it was really San Francisco and New York were the kind of defining places. And there were, you know, places in between. Neil Cassidy lived in Denver. There were lots of car rides through Denver and so on. But the, you know, the fact that we have something, this, I guess it would be, you know, the sense of East and West coming together, these different kinds of communities able to meet, you know, in this environment, I think is quite unusual and unique and a, you know, sort of a new direction.